Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
It's not a gun problem. It's certainly a cultural problem. Here's some data to back that up. So on your show yesterday, you talked about breaking up the nuclear family. I'm not sure how comfortable I am with that language, because I think there's a lot of ways to make a family. But there is something about not having a strong male role model in the home. Like, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. So here's some data that I found. And this is, I've verified this. Of the 27 most deadly mass shooters in U.S. history, only one was raised from childhood by his biological father.
Mm-hmm. Really?
26 out of 27 were raised either by some abusive asshole or no father at all. Yeah. Like, that is overwhelming data.
Yeah, that's a shocking amount. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
It's
well, you look at any social work, any DSM-5 and all this stuff in existence, any kind of mental health, anything or developmental book, it'll point that, you know, it has been proven time and time again that the most definitive presence in a adolescent or a child's life that affects them in their adult life is the father or the father figure. Yeah. Kind of thing. And anyone that was lacking that in some way, they have problems in some regard.
It's trust not, issues, yeah. And when you say in some regard, it's violent crime in general. And there's statistical correlation with criminal behavior, with drug use, with dropping out of school, with people in prison. It's overwhelming. Something like 60% of people who are in prison right now had the same issue as these 26 out of 27 guys. It's mm-hmm. overwhelming. So, man, It's so funny in a sad way to hear all this bullshit about toxic masculinity and that being the cause of all this. And I'll tell you, the overwhelming statistical evidence says that there's actually an absence of masculinity.
Oh, yeah.
And of male role models. And there's a causal link between that and violent behavior. Masculinity is an evolutionary trait that is specifically designed to have men, which is the physically stronger gender, protect themselves, protect their family, protect their tribe. That's why it fucking exists. Like, whether you believe in God or evolution or whatever the case is, that particular trait exists for protection reasons. And
exactly.
If you're not exercising it in a protective manner, your DNA is going to find a way to fucking use it one way or another. And if you don't have that male role model early in your life saying, hey, this is what a man is. A man protects people. They don't hurt people unnecessarily. Like, they don't fucking get insecure and lash out. They fucking are strong, and they are strong for other people, more importantly.
Yep.
Like, what's his name? Glendon Oakley?
The guy that ran in.
He's an Army specialist or PFC. I don't know what he is.
I don't know.
That is literally the reason that masculinity exists in human beings. It's for mm-hmm. that specific purpose. So to tell me that that's toxic, fuck off.
Like,
show me the evidence of toxic masculinity where dudes who are actual alphas. You don't see fucking jock quarterbacks blowing up fucking people in schools. You don't see it. You see little nerdy fucking bitches, man.
Living in their mom's basements, and they've got a problem with the world because they haven't been laid enough, or the girl that they liked didn't call them back.
It's always the same thing. 26 out of 27 of the deadliest mass shooters in U.S. history had no father.
Right.
The end. That is the end of the conversation. Well, it's the beginning, actually, of the conversation, because that brings up to me, and I know you. This is kind of wonky, too, but there's a doctor in the 80s called Shaw, and he has this theory called personal pathway model,
mm-hmm.
and it was actually meant to deter violent crime and terrorism. I studied this in for my master's degree. the general idea is that there are points of inflection during people's lives, like the early socialization process, being taught police are bad, for example, or the violence is okay, and not necessarily being taught that directly, but by witnessing the actions of others, like a bad male role model or no male role model, and you see shit on TV or whatever the case is.
Right.
And then usually there's some kind of narcissistic injury, some kind of bruising to your ego, like a girl that you like not liking you back, or being rejected.
Never happen.
Yeah. Or like
false.
Rejected by your dad. And then there's something called escalatory events, like a breakup or a death in the family, a political event, or losing your job, or whatever the case is. So Shaw theorized that we can find these points of interdiction where we can stop this shit from happening. We can stop these people from becoming what they might become, like a terrorist, for example.
Right.
Which is why when we bailed out of Afghanistan in the 80s, after we fucking, you know, took care of business there, of course the Taliban was going to come in. Of course they were, because there was a fucking vacuum. If we had stayed and done what, what's his name? Charlie Wilson, from Texas, actually, wanted to do, which is spend $1 billion on schools there, we would not be in Afghanistan fighting right now. Absolutely. What are we doing in Chicago? We're not spending money on schools. They have the most corrupt political organization. Three of the last five governors have spent time in prison, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So don't come to me with this bullshit about guns being intrinsically evil. No, you're evil, bitch. Fuck you.